I've been part of the church for a lot of years, and I'm challenging myself. Because one of the things that I really am praying for through this next week, and I mean, I'm praying for this all the time, but specifically is I want to hear from God. I want to hear what he has for my life, for where I'm at, for this church. And so I just believe that this week is going to be a week of giving up things that we want. Do you like this idea? I'm not sure. But giving up things we want. And as I was kind of going over fasting and praying and listening to different preachers and trying to get an idea of what I should share with you, and I just came back to personal experience. And personal experience is this. I haven't done a lot. I've done a few fasting and praying here and there. And so as I was reading through the write-up, which I was going to grab and I forgot to grab, but as I was reading through it, does someone have a write-up that can grab me? That would be great. And as I was reading through that, I just saw there were so many challenges in there. Are we ready for that? Are you ready for that? Are you willing to put aside the things of this world to say, thank you, Terry, to say, God, I'm going to do this week? And my wife said something interesting to me yesterday, but I won't exactly say the whole phrase. But I do want to say is I don't want to have an excuse. How many of us have excuses of why we can't fast? Now, there is some health reasons, and I do get it, but there's also ways around that as well. But I just want to hear from God directly. And the big question, I put my glasses back on here. The big question, and I wrote this up on the website too, was why should we fast and pray? Jesus, before he began his ministry, went into the wilderness to pray and fast. And I thought, what a great example that we can use in our lives is to take Jesus, because that's what we are all about. He himself, even though he was God, had to take time out. And not only that, how many days, do anyone know how many days and nights he took fasting and praying? 40 days. Now, I don't know about you, but one day is probably, let's say one meal might be enough for me. But this week, I'm challenging myself. So I really want to focus in on these next 7 days and say, God, I want to hear from you. And you see, I think what happens is when we fast and pray and we give up on the things of this world, since we're not to be, we're not to rely on bread and water and those things, we rely on the scripture and on God. As we do those things, he can use us and he can talk to us. Putting aside the things of distraction. So instead of sitting down to have your toast and coffee, sitting down and opening the word and say, God, what do you have for me today? I want to open my heart. I want to give up something that is precious to me. Because ultimately, I think having breakfast or lunch or dinner, snacks, some more snacks, you know, it's Christmas time, so some chocolates, is important. And I think when we put God first and we put him in control, and I see that with Jesus, is he fasted, he prayed, and asked God for wisdom, I'm sure, through those times. And when he was tempted, Satan tempted with some great things, better things than I think sometimes we get tempted with and give into. He said, no, I'm going to serve God. I'm not going to challenge. This is what God. So I want to encourage you to read Matthew 4, 1 through 11 on your own time, and just really, during this week, just hone in on that before you start in. And as we gather, or as we get closer to God and seek after his will for our lives, we'll make time to hear without distractions. That's the other key with this week coming up, is putting aside the distractions. Now, we've had little kids. They're a huge distraction. Actually, teenagers are huge distractions too. So we've got to put aside those things. We got to say, I'm going to go into my closet, if you want to use that terminology, but go into a room where you can't be distracted. Go into a spot and just have your word down. Turn the phone off. Oh, man, that's going to be tough. Even for 10 minutes to turn your phone off. I wonder who's trying to get hold of me right now, for those who have the smartphones and have to look at their phone every 3 seconds, not me included, those are distractions. Turning off the news, hearing what's going on. Just things like that. And I want to encourage you to do that this week. I want to encourage this church, New Life Foursquare Church, to say, I am, as a church, as an individual of this church, I'm going to step out and I'm going to do this. I'm going to skip every dinner for the next 7 days. I want to hear from God. I want to hone in. I believe in order for the church to grow, we need to hear from God. In order to hear from God and move in the right way. And so I want to challenge us to do that this morning. This is, not only are we doing it, we're doing it nationally. So we have other churches and other believers within Foursquare that are doing this. So this is a bigger thing than just New Life. It's Foursquare Canada. And we're part of a bigger picture. We're part of a bigger family. And so as a family, I think it's important we do things together. Right? When we have Christmas, it's awesome when our family's together, correct? It's also awesome when we get together on a Sunday morning and spend time with Christ and spend time praying with one another and spending time just seeking after God during worship. And so this week, I just want to encourage you more than anything else this morning to say, I'm going to take a Tuesday. I'm going to take a Monday. I'm going to show up for the prayers. We're scheduled from 6 to 7:15 right through to Saturday. So starting Monday right through to Saturday. And saying, I'm going to skip dinner and I'm going to show up and be there for prayer because we want to hear from God. Not just pastors, individuals, you. We want to hear from God. We want to hear where God's going to bring us this year. I believe God's got an amazing, future for this church. I don't think this church is stagnant at all. I think it's moving forward. I believe you as individuals are moving forward in Christ. I see it. I've been here now with you 6 months. I see different little things, growth, worship. I've noticed our Sunday morning worship's just becoming more and more joyful, more intimate. I've seen healings happen within our congregation. I'm hearing about praise reports. You know, there's just so many things that are happening, and I think that there's so much more is going to happen this year. And so as a national church, it's moving forward. I want to be part of that moving forward. I'm really excited about all of the missions trips we have. I'm nervous because, of course, they're financial. But at the same time, I'm not nervous because God's in control, right? That's the same with our church, with our lights, with the building. It's God's in control of this place, not us. And so we need to just focus in, and I believe that this is the week that we can do that. We're going to be praying for things like personal revival and transformation. We're going to be praying for salvations for those connected to our families. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for miraculous healings for those who are sick. Boldness as a church to do what Jesus did. Removal of barriers to grow as a church. Churches in Cranbrook, we're going to pray for all of our churches. Because we need to be growing. We can't do the wall of Cranbrook. But as a church body, all of us can do Cranbrook. We're going to be praying for our unit supervisors. I mean, we need to be praying for them. We need to be praying for our president. So, you know, Barry and Audrey Marston and Steve and Andy Faulkner. Those who are our city, our mayor, our prime minister, our PM. Regardless of our spot, what we think about our prime minister or PMs or what, regardless of that, we need to be praying for them. We need to be praying for the prosecuted church. I'm reading and so many, we're very lucky where we are right now. But, you know, China's being overhauled still. I mean, there's so much going on throughout this world, and I think, you know, we need to be praying for that. We need to pray for peace in the Middle East. We need to be praying that God will move in a mighty way. And I believe one of the big steps is us taking the time to put aside us and focus on God. Mark 9, 28 through 29. The disciples, just prior to this, the disciples were praying and trying to cast out a demon and it wouldn't happen. And I'm sure they were frustrated. How many times have you prayed for someone and, you know, they haven't been healed or things aren't going well? And they were frustrated and they came and they pulled Jesus aside. And it says this, and when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we not cast it out? And that was about driving out the demon. And it says, so he said to them, this kind can come out only in prayer and fasting. The reason why I picked this little scripture out was because I was thinking, it's not just an Old Testament thing. Sometimes I think we look at it and go, oh, that was what they did in the Old Testament. We don't have to do that anymore. But it was so important as I started to read through and listen to the different sermons on this, how it is very important for us to be praying and fasting. And then some things need to be done through prayer and fasting. I'm not saying every sickness and every disease, but sometimes there needs to be prayer and fasting. So we're called to do that. The disciples were called, and they were with Jesus to be praying and fasting. Acts 13, 2 through 3, it says, "While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, 'Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul.'" I don't think they would have heard if they weren't fasting. Okay? "For the work to which I have called them." So after that, they fasted and prayed. They placed their hands on them and sent them off. Again, it's just a call to fast and pray, to hear from God, to put aside the things of distractions. And I think as we move forward this week, can I challenge you to do that? Put aside the distractions. If anything else you hear today is put aside the distractions. Why should we fast? It's so we can hear from God. I want to hear from him. I want to hear what he has for us today, for this coming year. In the Matthew 6, 16 through 18, it says, "When you fast," and this is kind of important too. So when you fast, "do not look somber as the hypocrites do." So you don't want, you know, "oh, woe is me," any of that stuff going on. It says, "for they disfigure their faces to show others they are truly fasting. Truly I tell you," this is Jesus speaking, "truly I tell you, they have received the reward in full. But when you fast, pour oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that they are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." Now, I've publicly told you I'm fasting this week, but I want to share and I want to encourage you. It's not because I'm boasting, it's not saying I'm better than you. What I'm saying is this is what we need to be doing. And what he sees what we do in secret, he will reward us. So I want to encourage you. I think also, too, as humans, like human nature, one of the things is woe is me. Does anybody know what I mean by that? You know, oh, I'm hungry, so don't talk to me, and I'm spazzy because I haven't had my coffee, and that's me. So any of my family can vouch for that. If I don't have my cup of coffee in the morning. But I love you, Aaron. What's important is that I put aside that mentality and that thought and go, okay, I am doing this because I want to hear from God. So going into this, going, this is the direction, this is what I want to do. I'm not saying that I'm telling you all have to do a 7-day fast. I just think it's important that we take time, if it's a day, if it's a meal, if it's a coffee time. But take that time to not just fast, which is important, but take time to pray at the same time. So if it's a 15-minute coffee break and you're going to fast the coffee break, fast and pray. Don't just fast. Fast and pray. Because I've noticed they work together. They're tandem. And that's what I've done in the past is I fasted but didn't pray. And so didn't really hear anything. So then I thought, what's the use? They kind of come together. So I want to encourage you guys this week to take time to fast and pray. Because one of the things I know, in our nights together, we want to share, and I am so encouraged when I hear good things come out of this. And I want to encourage you that if I hear something, I want to be able to share it with you, same vice versa. And as a body, and when we come together next Sunday, we're going to be able to share all the amazing things that God has done through our fasting and praying. And so don't be scared to do it. Again, if you have medical issues, I always like to say, make sure you do what you're supposed to do, because we don't want to hear that someone's in the hospital because they didn't eat anything and they have sugars are low or something. But I just want to encourage you to, and that was my sermon this morning, very simple, very quick. I just wanted to make sure we step into this week with a fresh, ready to go, on fire. I would love to see everybody out every night if possible, because I just sense the Spirit is moving. I sense that God's going to do something great within our congregation, within our church. Are you ready? Are you ready for pre-Christians to come in and you sit down and share with them and teach them and disciple them? We're putting together a course that we're going to have a discipleship course and train us and do equipping so that we're ready for this. Because as pastors, we can't do it all. As you as an individual can't do it all, but we as a group can do it. There's enough of us here that we can encourage and we can be reaching out for Christ. We can be sharing Christ within our community, bringing people here. We have awesome programs developed for that. I think we're really trying to be a seeker-friendly church that people can come and just feel safe. And so this week, I really want to encourage us to be fasting and praying. Not making it a big to do. We want to do it in secret, right? But we want to be a church that's fasting and praying so we can hear from God. So this morning, would you take the challenge with me and Carolyn? One day this week, would you take the challenge to say, I'm going to do, like I said, fast a meal. I recommend dinner and then come to prayer. It kind of coincides together. You're already praying and then you come to prayer. And start thinking about the things. Take home. I think we have quite a few of those on the table. Take one of these home. Put it on your fridge. Open it up. Excuse me. And have what we're praying for. Just begin to start meditating on those. So that way, you won't even have to read it. It will just come to mind. Lord, I just pray for this. Lord, I just pray for that. And what I want to encourage you to is those spot right at the number 2-1 where it says salvation for those connected to our families. Encourage you, instead of just putting spouses, put their name in. Put the children's name in and then pray over those names. Let's come together. Let's bind together, hold hands and pray together so we can see a great move of God. Are you with me? Amen. So let's just pray and then we're going to close in a song. Father, we just honor you this evening or this morning. We give you glory. We give you praise. And Lord, we come to church because we love you. And we know through you all things are made perfect and all things are made whole, Lord God. And it is not by our power, but by your power, this church can move. And Lord, you're calling us to fast and pray. And I just ask, Lord God, that you would help us to put aside the negative things that can come out of this in our mind about it. But look at the positive, Lord God, of what can happen. And Lord, I do know that the miraculous can happen. And so, Lord, I just pray for that this morning. I pray for that this week. I pray for strength for those who this might be a real challenge, Lord God. But I pray as a church, we'll move as a whole. And by next Sunday, Lord God, just come together with so many celebrations. It'd be awesome. And we give you glory and praise in your name. Let's sing that last song again. If you guys can put the words up. Maybe you'd stand with me. Great. Go ahead. Thank you.
from his reward. I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just worship you. We glorify your name. We exalt your name. We praise you, Lord God. Just so you are aware, next week our service will be a breakfast service. What that kind of looks like is we're going to have worship, we're going to have songs, we're going to have time for testimony. We're going to celebrate together all the stuff that is going to happen next week. I am anticipating a huge amount. So I'm just going to encourage you to come and be prepared for that. And go with God this afternoon. Be with family. Phone family member if you have to. But let's begin to just start to prepare our hearts for this coming week. You are dismissed.